Summer is definitely the sexiest season. I mean, think about it. The days are longer, the nights are hotter, and your sex life is too. And if you're looking to turn up the heat, how about a little help from our friends at Promescent? Summer is all about things hot and steamy, so I highly recommend you add something extra and tap into Promescent's lineup of pleasure-enhancing products. I've been singing their praises for years, since they started, and for good reason. Because first up, we have the legendary Delay Spray. This is the MVP of lasting longer and keeping those eager penile nerves in check. You just do a quick spray, and you're set to outlast even the longest days of summer, ensuring the party doesn't end before you want it to. So you can have the mind-blowing climax you're now so very well equipped to reach, thanks to Promescent. It just helps you last longer without all the worry. And for women, Promescent's warming arousal gel is a fun pre-sex ritual. You just rub it into your vulva a few minutes before and you'll feel it start to tingle, warming up every nerve ending. So you'll feel that much more pleasure everywhere before you even get going. So it's kind of like the sure thing. So make sure this summer is the sexiest one yet. Check out promescent.com/Emily and get 15% off at checkout. You get free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee, discreet shipping, all the things. Promescent is your ticket to a more guaranteed good time. That's promescent.com/Emily. promescent.com/Emily for your exclusive discount. Check it out. Attention, pleasure seekers. What if I told you there was a toy that was so iconic that it practically set the standard for all my favorite products? Allow me to introduce or reintroduce to you the Magic Wand. Dubbed the Cadillac of Vibrators, the Magic Wand is more than just a toy. It's a culture icon, a symbol of power and unapologetic pleasure. Do you know any other toys that have been praised in Time magazine? Didn't think so. With a unique rumble that resonates deep within, the Magic Wand Original is not just a product, it's a trusted confidant. And it's a sure thing. Never had an orgasm? Try a Magic Wand. Never given your party a full body massage? Try the Magic Wand. Listen, it's rightfully earned accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades, and I've been obsessed with my Magic Wand. I even drilled holes in my bedside table so that she's always next to me in case I need her. Well, that was years ago, because now there are multiple iterations of the Magic Wand, allowing you to pick whatever model fits your lifestyle. You can go wireless with the Magic Wand Rechargeable, tiny with the Magic Wand Mini or Micro. Micro is really mini. Or go for variety with the Magic Wand Plush. The best part though, all of them have the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original so popular. So if you're ready to make some magic, visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to cast a spell on the world. Magic Wand, not just a vibrator, an icon of pleasure.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, it feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com. Where you can listen to all of our podcasts. Sign up for our mailing list. Do it now if you haven't, because we will give you a free report, the 5 biggest mistakes men are making in bed and women are making in bed, which I'm not saying you're making a ton of mistakes. I'm just saying you might want to spice up your sex life a little bit and make sure you're doing things A-okay. Also, we've got amazing blogs that will teach you everything you want to know about sex and fun pictures to look at and videos. Just check it out. Hi, Menace. How you doing today?
I'm good. How you doing, Emily?
I'm good. I wanted to tell people, because people, you know, listen to our podcast. A lot of people go to iTunes and they download it and they're like, oh, like, I want them to see that our website is rocking out right now.
Yeah. Every single day you update it, correct?
Correct. And also Facebook, Twitter, Sex with Emily. We do a lot of fun stuff there. We are changing people's sex life every single day. Including Menaces, but he won't tell me much about it.
For real. No, okay, don't put it on me. This
what?
Is sex
oh, whatever,
with
whatever.
Emily. What's going on with your sex life? Jesus H. Don't throw that at me every single show.
I had a blind date. I'll get into it.
Wow.
This show is brought to you by Crazy Girl. Crazy Girl products are amazing. CrazyGirlProducts.com. You can get everything at Crazy Girl that you need, from shaving cream to orgasm gel, because who doesn't need that? Everything you want to look good, feel good this summer. And I gave these hearts. I was on the Kris Jenner show.
I gave her these crazy girl hearts. They turn into a warming massage pad. They look like regular cool hearts. You crack them, Menace, and they turn into a massage pad. You can massage your partner. And she freaked out. She loved them so much. So I sent her a whole huge carton of them. So if anyone wants to check out crazygirlproducts.com, they're awesome. Use coupon code Emily25 for 25% off.
That's what's up.
That's what I got to say. Dude, did you see me on Kris Jenner? Did you know?
I saw your photos and stuff. I didn't get to see the episode though. But I don't get to watch a lot of TV these days, so don't feel bad.
I don't feel bad at all. It's cool. It's online though on YouTube. But anyway, I was on the Kris Jenner show.
Go watch it.
Oh, it's on YouTube, and I have a clip I can send you just of my segment. But it was so funny. So Kris Jenner, whatever, Kardashian mom. I went. She has a talk show. It was like a trial run for like 2 months, and Menace, Kanye West was there that day, but not on my show. But he was recording like down right next to me.
What?
I know you would have had fun. And then the Jenner sisters were there, the little with the long legs.
Yeah. What?
They were on my show.
Damn it.
What? I wanted you to come. Whatever. Uh-huh. So then it was cool. So it was a fun show, a fun segment. It was about the power of touch. And it started out, I was saying, you know, studies came out that show that couples who aren't touching and who aren't intimate with each other, you know, they lose everything. Like, they might be fighting about different things, but really it's like the power of touch is so important to connect with your partner on an intimate level. And I talked about the power of massage. So that was my segment, power of touch, power of massage. I brought in a few products to demonstrate on Kris and her co-host, Carlos Ponte. Do you know who he is?
No. Well, she changes up hosts every single episode.
Right.
Yeah.
Some Carlos. So anyway, First I showed him a few from products, good vibrations. I showed her the little chocolate body pens. I drew on her. She tasted it. It's chocolate. Then I showed her the warming massage hearts from Crazy Girl. And then, Menace, the best part, so you people can check this out on my site, I launched my new product line. On camera, and I gave everybody a candle in the audience.
Oh, is it available now?
And it was very exciting.
Could like people pick
yes.
it up?
Yes. This is my first official show. I've been doing this for 8 years, and I have a true product to that I want you to buy. Go to emilyandtony.com, and we launched an intimate care line with the best ingredients, and a massage candle is one of them. And you know that I'm obsessed with massage candles. And they basically, it burns, you could give a little, so I was doing this on Kris Jenner. I'm like, give me your arm. And you let the wax pool, you pour it on your partner. And it's like a little sexy, kinky thing to do. And it turns into massage oil, not wax. And they smell amazing. Our candles are like the most delicious smelling things. So everyone in the audience got a candle from Emily and Tony.
That is amazing.
Hello.
And all the info is at your website. Do you have like
yeah,
a separate
I don't mean
website
to go
for
off.
It?
Yeah, emilyandtony.com.
Sweet. I know. How long you've been working on this actual product itself?
Two and a half years.
Wow.
Two and a half years. So here's the deal. I don't want to be too like whatever about me right now. I know it's Sex with Emily, but I just want to say that it was so cool because we did a big launch party in New York last week because all the editors are there, magazines and newspaper, all the media. And we did a big event and we were telling our story about how we met. And Anthony, Tony, he owns one of the biggest men's care line, skincare line on the planet. Number one seller at Sephora. It's called Anthony.com, Anthony's Skincare for Men. So Anthony is my friend since I was 8 years old when my parents bought his parents' house. And we became friends. And then we lost touch. We went to summer camp together. And then we lost touch. We had dinner in San Francisco 2 years ago. And I said, Tony, I think there needs to be a lubricant on every single goddamn nightstand in America. Because most lubricants are not good. They enhance your sex life. And I want to make a really good lubricant. So he's like, let's do it. And then we launched with three products. So that's our whole story. And they're amazing. And the lubricant is like the best lube. We tested for 2.5 years. And it's the best lube out there.
Wow.
And it enhances sex. Yep. That's all. You know I'm excited.
It's crazy. Yeah, it's crazy that you finally launched it because I know when did I see you in LA like months ago, you were just showing me just some demo photos of the product. And I can't believe that it's actually out.
I know. I'm going to send you samples of the products because the one that I didn't mention yet is the Down Under Ball Cream to Powder for men so their balls don't sweat. And I want you, will you try it? Like, it makes you fresh and dry all day long. It's like deodorant for your balls. If I send you a whole care package, will you use, okay, done.
It's for SBS, sweaty ball syndrome.
What's that? Sweaty ball syndrome. No, but some men have issues with hygiene down there. Women are like, oh my God, high-fiving me, because a lot of men don't think to freshen up that area. And they use talcum powder, which is not good for you. It's carcinogenic and it's messy. Okay. Another thing I want to tell you is that I've been listening to Stitcher a lot.
Oh, thank you.
I love Stitcher. Stitcher is an app for your iPhone. And I just have been listening to a lot. So a lot of different podcasts, which is funny because I never listen to podcasts.
Uh-huh.
And I know Menace is recording from the Stitcher studio. And I just been meaning to tell you, it's a free app for your iPhone, smartphone, anything, and listen to any podcast, including ours. But I'm like in LA, in traffic every day, and I'm thinking, what the hell? I should listen to Stitcher. And now that's all I do. Changed my life.
Wow. Look at you getting into things.
Well, I've been dying to talk to you. I haven't talked to you in like a week. I just have so many things to share.
Yeah. So you were on TV. You went to New York for a while, right?
I went to New York for like 3 days to launch the product. And we did a big party. I was on, I wasn't on any press, was I? No. Oh, I was on the Kris Jenner show that aired. But then New York was just meetings. We went to People Magazine. Like, we dropped off products for everyone. Because the thing is, it's like, it doesn't look, it's not, nothing like our products exists out in the planet right now. They're very unique.
Crazy.
So yeah, New York was fun. What about you? You've been to like 18 festivals, like in the last 5 minutes.
Yeah, I think I already talked about, I was in Chicago, then I was in Monterey this past weekend, which is beautiful. Like Monterey, Monterey is about an hour away from Santa Cruz, California, which is a big surf town. And it's a nice, cool place to chill. And the people that put on Coachella decided to throw a music festival there. And I went to that and it was really cool. And then this weekend, going to Philadelphia for the very first time. I'll be honest, I never even cared to even look up Philadelphia on a map. And I realized that it was, I always thought, you guys, you're going to think I'm the biggest idiot in the world. But like, if you don't, you know, if you had never planned to go to Philadelphia in your life,
why would you look it up?
Why would you? Yeah. Why would you even look where it was at? And for some reason, I thought it was like parallel to Chicago and it was like down south somewhere, like maybe like New Orleans area. And I found out.
Oh,
it's,
dude,
it's
you
just,
thought it was in the south?
It's just right by.
Are we really having this conversation? Jesus.
I swear to God, everyone's going to think I'm the biggest
idiot. I mean, you're smart. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, but I just never ever looked in going to Philadelphia. And I mean, there's nothing really in my daily life that brings up Philadelphia until I actually looked a few days ago to see where I actually was going and realized it was right by New York.
Right, exactly. You can even go into New York for the day. You could take a train.
Yeah, and just to let
welcome
everybody,
to this planet.
Yeah, and just to let everybody how dumb I am when it comes to geography, that I just found out that Cancun is by the Gulf of Mexico. I thought it was by like San Diego.
You did Cancun? Have you ever been?
No, clearly I've never been there. And I never been to Mexico, so I always thought it was like right by San Diego or something. Because everyone from the San Francisco Bay Area always goes to Cancun. Cancun's a big spring break area. So I didn't think it was that far away. And then I found out that it was by the Gulf of Mexico. You learn something new every day.
Every day you learn a goddamn thing new. I'm trying to think what I learned new today so far. I don't think I've learned anything yet.
Oh, man.
Damn.
So what's going on?
Wait, I must have. Okay.
I get to hear you as I'm on the radio in San Francisco on Loveline, which is pretty cool. And then it's funny because like somebody else is like monitoring the Loveline show as I'm on the radio. So when I go to commercial break and I'm walking by the studio and it's playing, I hear Emily this, I hear Emily that. And I even hear them talking about you when you're not even on the show, which is crazy.
You really? What did they say about me when I wasn't on the show?
They're saying something like about like Howard Stern or something. They were going to like email
Oh, I'm going to be on Howard Stern. Exactly. I'm going to be on Howard Stern in the next month or so.
If you are going to be on Howard Stern, I swear to God, Emily, we can't be friends if I just can't go with you and wait in the green room. You know how much, how many years have I been sending you clips of the Howard Stern show? How many years? Forever.
Hold on. I just have to do something technological right now. Hold on. I'm coming back. Menace. Yes. No, I'm sorry. I unplugged my mic. Okay. Menace.
Yes.
You have my word. You have my word. I'm making this on air. If I'm on the Howard Stern show, you can fly to New York and come with me into the lobby. Into the green room.
In the green room.
If I'm allowed to bring somebody to the green room.
I would die. I know.
Okay. Would you be nice to me? Would you not make fun of me anymore?
I wouldn't make fun of you. I would help you. I know every single person's name on the show, even the people that are not even on air, the people that work behind the scenes. I'll give you the rundown on everything so you'd look and sound amazing.
I feel
amazing.
Like that's the least I could do for you. Okay. So I'll let you know what happens. I mean, you know, nothing's like 100%, but it's like I was just there last week. I was going to be on, but he's on hiatus. All the shows, I mean, I'm going to be on Bethany and a bunch of talk shows, but they're all on hiatus. So you come with me, honey.
I will.
So, but I forgot to tell people you've been listening to Menace and I chat and you're like, what the fuck is Sex with Emily podcast? And you're not talking about sex at all.
Sorry.
Today's show, we are going to be reading your emails that you sent to feedback@sexwithemily.com because we are getting so many amazing emails from our listeners. And you know I have like listener email guilt that I want to answer every single one. And so I'm trying to, and they're all really good topics. We picked out topics that from emails that seem to be common themes of what people have been emailing about a lot. So I think that one of your answers, we're talking about the side effect masturbation. What do you think, you know, does your partner masturbate too much? We want to know about a woman whose husband wants anal butt play and she's not sure that she does. Another couple, great sex life, but guess what? They're no longer into sex. So we've got all these topics. And then another one, we've got more than that, but also squirting. People love to talk about squirting. So I'm going to give you some tips. A woman has a question about squirting, and then we're going to answer her tips with how you can make your partner squirt. It is possible. Even though Menace doesn't believe me.
Okay.
Do you?
No. Okay, what can we talk about? Some sex scandals? Like what's going on?
Yes.
In life?
Yes. Go ahead.
All right.
Oh, so my God.
What do you got for me?
No, I've got a good one, but you go. I wonder if it's the same one.
So it's out in the press. It's out in the press. So you know that Khloe Kardashian was getting that she got married to Lamar Odom super quick, right? And then there was like, just recently, there was like cheating rumors and all this stuff. Now they're saying that that he's been on crack for 2 years.
Right. I saw that.
Crazy.
Is it confirmed?
But what's weird about it, it's not confirmed totally. But what's weird about it is like, if it's not true, why don't they just like coming out and saying it's not true? You know, why let people go crazy?
Has everyone heard like murmurs before that he's been doing crack?
No.
Like, has that been like a no?
No.
That's a pretty strong allegation if it's not true, but I'm sure it's true because why would they be saying it?
I love Lamar too, so I hope if he does have a problem that he can get over it quickly.
I hope so too. I think it's such a set. It's so hard, but I guess, you know, from what I've read, I think I did actually go to TMZ, Menace. I'll just have you know. There was something, what?
Did you hear about the Miley Cyrus sexually charged performance at the VMAs?
Not only did I hear about it, Menace, I saw the Miley Cyrus performance. Yes.
Look at you.
I did. I was at the gym and it happened to be on. And let me tell you, I didn't think he was even sexy or hot. Like, either do the thing with the, do the hand thing with the foam thing and stick out your tongue, but don't do it all. Like, it's distracting. It just wasn't, I didn't like it. I didn't think it was hot or sexy, but I'm not her target audience. What did you think?
I think it was awful.
Yeah, awful.
The thing is, she's getting all this fake hype, and like, so she's super confident that she's trying to act like super, they call it ratchet, like ghetto, right? And then so like all these super ghetto rappers are like behind her and supporting her. Of course, like, people don't understand, like, why is the you know, the hip-hop community supporting her so quickly and not calling her out for being a phony. It's because everybody, Miley Cyrus is worth $165 million. She's worth more money than your Justin Bieber. She has more money than Kanye. She has more money than any of these rappers out there. So, of course, they want to be friends with her so they can make a song with her and it will sell and they'll make money. So that's why
exactly.
Like, people don't understand why they're like supporting her being so ghetto. And
thank you for breaking down the economics of it, Menace.
Yeah,
for our
it's
you're
all about
right.
money, because common people, like, I don't understand why everyone's supporting her doing this, because everyone wants to take advantage of her and get some profit off it. That's
exactly.
why.
That's do you think why she knows people, this?
I don't think she knows this.
Thanks for breaking it down.
I think she thinks that she's being taken seriously.
Right.
It's terrible.
I think you're right. Yeah, totally. Terrible. And then the other scandal, but this is more of like a JV scandal, like a junior varsity who cares scandal. But yeah. Last night, so I do Loveline Radio Show with Dr. Drew and Mike Catherwood every Thursday night, but I've actually done it three nights this week. I just fill in when Dr. Drew's gone. And so we were supposed to have Steve Ward. Do you know who that is? He's the matchmaker on VH1.
Not really.
He has a show called Tough Love on VH1.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And he's got like slick back hair and he's kind of a douchebag. I'm going to be honest. Mm-hmm. I was on a talk show with him. We were on a panel together. It was the Jeff Probst show. And like, usually you're on a panel, there's three of you out. We were like debating, you know, dating and sex and all that stuff. So beforehand, you say, hi, we're about to go on air. You know, we're sitting on our little couch. And he just like has this douchey, like his hair slicked back, barely make eye contact with me. So then I just like fought with him the whole time. I was like, we totally disagreed. Anyway, he's coming into Loveline last night, right? And Dr. Drew's like, oh, good, Emily should be there. And I'm like, I'm going to take him down. We were joking. Yesterday, we get an email and he's like, he can't show up for his performance. So for further notice, he will not be available. Come to find out, huge scandal on the internet that he had sex with he's a girlfriend. He had sex with a prostitute. It's on tape. Promised her that she could get a position on his show. Could be like on his television show as one of the dates or something. And the whole scandal broke loose last night.
What?
Yeah. See, dude. I just told you something you didn't know. It's kind of stupid if you don't know him and you don't care, but he's kind of douchey. What?
Yeah, no, it's all on the internet right now. I'm looking at it. So yeah, Tough Love host. Okay. The show was pretty popular a couple of years ago. And then,
I know, but it's good for him. His show's coming back. And I'm sure he's a very nice person. I just, when I met him, not so nice. But whatever. That could be his persona. I have no idea. I've never seen the show, and I don't plan to.
Damn, man.
Okay.
He would always have his mom. He would always have his mom on the show, too. Damn.
Yeah.
You're looking. Your mom.
I think she's still on it. What?
Yeah, no, it's all good.
Yeah, I think she's still on it. So, yeah, we can get into some of the emails from the people right now if we want.
Oh,
but
wait, one more scandal. What do you think about this? What do you think about the whole Simon Cowell thing? Did you know about that? So Simon Cowell impregnated his best friend's ex-wife. Now he's all up on the beach making out with her in photos. It's all over TMZ.
His best friend's ex-wife?
Yeah, well, they were in the middle. They weren't divorced yet. His best friends, they weren't, completely divorced yet. The paperwork was still going through, and he got her pregnant. I don't think they're fully.
Oh my god!
Fully divorced yet.
So is that still his best friend? What about bros before hoes?
Yeah, he broke the bros before hoes code, man.
Oh
this
man,
guy code.
That is such a code. But now he's stepping out with her. Yeah. What is she like? Is she like cute, older, younger? What?
Yeah, she's older, but extremely good looking, and yeah. I don't know.
I mean,
Bro code testament freaking, I don't know. But yeah, it was.
He broke the bro code. I'm not down with it, but it doesn't surprise me. He seems sort of smarmy. And I also remember in the very recent past, he had a huge wedding in Northern California that, like, I know people who went to his wedding. Like, remember, like, probably 4 or 5 years ago?
Really?
He got married. Remember. Yeah, I think so. I think so. Unless I'm totally wrong. I could be wrong.
Yeah, I don't think he was.
You know
married.
Me with facts. No, I think he did get married. Am I crazy? No. Whatever, I might be, but not because of that. Okay, so let's get into some emails. We can still talk. I love talking to you, Menace. Okay, Madam Emily, how are you? Hope that you will be fine. I like sex very much. Madam, can you please tell me, are there any side effects of masturbation or not? And also, if you can send me sex position, do you have any sexual video of you, or can you send me a link? I'll be waiting. Oh my God. Okay. I don't know where he's from, but I would like to help him because I get a lot of emails like this from people who are not from this country probably, and they don't have a lot of access to sex information. And so I want to tell him, go to my website. I do blogs about sex positions every week. I just did a blog on sex sitting down, sex standing up, doggy style, and pile driver. So check out my site, sir. He called me madam. And he wants a sexual video of me. Oh, you will not find that on the website. There are no naked pictures or sex videos of me. Hence, even though the name is Sex with Emily.
Yeah, no, I'm just kidding.
That's what we got for you. Madam cool. Emily, that's funny. Okay, cool. Dear Emily, okay, wait. Dear Emily, when I am in the house or outside, my husband loves to tap or poke my vagina and butt. He loves to play with my breasts. I don't mind the tap on the ass, but the rest annoys me. I talk to him, but he doesn't get it. What can I do? Signed, Aaron. Okay, Aaron, what can you do? He loves to tap or poke my vagina, but he loves to play with my breasts. Okay, here's my question. I need a little bit more information. Do you never like these areas touch, your vagina, your butt, or your breast? Is it just the way he does it? Is it because you find it to be offensive because you're not warmed up yet? Like, I have questions here. I don't really understand it. And you said it annoys you, and you've talked to him, but he doesn't get it. You need to talk to him in the right way. So you probably said it in a way that wasn't his language. Hence, men are from Mars, women are from Venus. We have different languages. So, Menace, how do you think a woman can effectively, without insulting you, tell you that she does not like something that she is doing sexually?
But it's just in public, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, when I'm house or outside, she said, when I'm in the house or I'm outside, he pokes her vagina and butt. Now, personally, I would find that annoying. If I was, like, sitting in the kitchen, like, doing the dishes, not that I ever do, but, or if I was just, like, getting dressed and he came up and he was poking my butt and, like, annoying me, I was like, I'd be like, I'm getting ready. Like, this is not the time or place. But if it was, like, sexy and he started out by, like, kissing my neck and getting me turned on and then he wanted to, like, tap my butt, I'd be, like, into it. But this is what we talk about, is that women need foreplay. We need to be warmed up. We need to be ready for sex. We need to be ready for action. So it's probably bothering you because he's just acting out his sexual impulses. And you're like, what are you doing? I just came home from work. I'm not even turned on right now and I'm hungry.
Yeah.
But Menace, if you were doing something to a woman, which I'm sure has never happened to you, but if you, let's say with your girlfriend, there was something you were doing, she didn't like the way you nibbled on her ear, for example. She loves everything else, but not how you nibble on her ear. How would you like to be told?
How would I like, just be straight up, just tell me, you know? I don't know. There's no easy way around it, don't you think? Just go for it. Like, hey, look, you've touched it enough. Okay, get over it.
I think you gotta sandwich it by also saying, baby, I love when you kiss my cheeks and my face. I love the way you kiss my neck. Sometimes when you start to tap me and in those places, it's uncomfortable. But so sandwich with what you love. Start with all the great things he's doing, and then say, you know what? But I'm not loving it when you're tapping my butt and I'm just coming home from work.
Yeah.
Or whatever it is. That's, you got to do it. Okay. Emily, I'm 22 years old. I've never had a boyfriend. I've had one guy interested in me, but I'm shy and they end up thinking I'm not interested. A lot of the time, it's just like they don't even notice me. So that makes me feel worse. What can I do to be less shy and get guys to notice me? Love, Tanya. Tanya, the first thing, I read your email and I just thought to myself, confidence, self-confidence, self-esteem, that you have to make it your life work to cultivate confidence. So I think it's an insecurity. And so she thinks that men aren't interested in her. This is what she's going to keep telling herself. Men don't like me. I'm not attractive, because she doesn't feel good about herself. And once you start feeling good about who you are and what you look like and whatever your insecurities are, then you're going to be attracting people who will be attracted to you because you're attracted to yourself. Which is easier said than done. Right, Menace?
Yes, of course. And maybe change your look a little bit. Do something a little bit crazy. Dye your hair.
Ask your friend. Yeah, exactly.
Super blonde or super red or, you know.
Yeah, do something. Do you have any friends that you admire their taste? Be like, hey, babe, I love your haircut. Where do you get it cut? And then go get a crazy haircut. Sure. But also, you have to know, like, what are your strengths or what are your weaknesses? Do you have unrealistic... This is the things that contribute to low self-esteem in a lot of people. You compare yourself to other people. You have really high expectations, which I've gone through, being a perfectionist and, like, thinking that everything has to be right. And you just always feel down on yourself. You know, oh, if I lose 5 pounds, if I get all A's... And then you never feel good and your confidence is low because you have these unrealistic expectations. So just learn by, like, loving you who you are and where you're at in your life. And maybe get a cool haircut and a nice pair of shoes.
Yeah.
Just a thought. Okay.
Some Yves Saint Laurent's.
Yves Saint Laurent's. That's what I want so bad. I want a pair of you. Okay. If any listeners would like to buy me a pair of YSL size 7 heels, I would be honored.
Indebted.
Thank you. And you could come. You could come on the show, actually. And talk about whatever the hell you want. Just buy me a pair of those shoes.
Nice.
Okay. Dear Emily, I've always been curious about having sex with a girl who will use a strap-on on me. My girlfriend thinks I'm gay for wanting it. Why or what would make me want this? Signed, Jack. You know that I love this question.
Yeah.
Especially because it's the end of Anal Pleasure Month, which is actually sponsored by Good Vibrations, and we love goodvibes.com. They declared it Anal Pleasure Month, so it's almost over, and I think it's a great time to answer an anal sex question. So basically, it's simple, Jack. You have a fantasy about being dominated, and maybe you think that it would feel really good if your ass got penetrated. There's nothing gay about it. Sex is all about different power dynamics, and if you want to feel like you're the submissive while she penetrates you, that's fine. But also, if you just want to know if it feels good, a lot of straight men say that they experience amazing pleasure from anal play, that it's actually the male G-spot in there, in your butt, it's the prostate, and it feels amazing to many men. Not for all men, okay? But it does not mean that you're gay at all. Women give blowjobs, men give blowjobs. Men like it in the butt. Sometimes women like it in the butt. So if you're interested in a strap-on, you can also check out goodvibes.com. They've got everything you need for entry-level penetration with your anus. Use coupon code Emily for 15% off anything at goodvibrations.com. So, I'm always talking about how men, I feel like it's kind of a bummer. I always say with sex, try everything once that interests you. Once. Because life's too short. What if anal play is the most amazing thing you've ever felt in your entire life? And I'm not saying you need to go to with a strap on. Maybe your partner sticks his or her finger in your butt and you want to know if it feels good, or they touch it lightly on the outside. I'm not saying you got to ram in a thing. I'm just saying, see if you like it. Menace, are you going to do that tonight now that I've inspired you?
I probably wouldn't do it tonight, but I do suggest... There is a movie that I've brought up on the show maybe a couple of years ago about this very subject, that it is a big part of the movie. It's called Road Trip, and it's a comedy, and it's hilarious, but it's all about anal stimulation in certain scenes of the movie, and it's pretty funny. So
okay, so then you can laugh about it too.
And they highly recommend it.
Right. Okay, so you can also go to my website and you can search anal, for example, and there'll be lots of helpful and useful articles and things you can read on there too, blog posts. And use a lot of lube. Use my Emily and Tony lube, actually, which is amazing. I used it for the first time yesterday I was not having sex. I used it during my own self-pleasure time. I was a virgin to my own lube. I hadn't tried the final final, is what I'm saying, out of the bottle.
Wow.
Yeah, I loved it. It's amazing because I knew what I wanted in a lube. I wanted the perfect lube, and it's vegan, and it's not animal tested, whatever. You're going to get it all, Menace, and you'll try it. Okay, dear Emily, two questions. First of all, do you know how a woman can squirt? My fiancé loves it when it does happen, but it doesn't happen enough. Any suggestions on what I can do to help it along? Thanks. Signed, C. Okay. Female ejaculation is what we're talking about. There's lots of, you know, debate. People say it doesn't even exist. Menace always jokes that it's really urine coming out of her when it's not.
scientifically proven that it is. God.
No, it's not. Whatever. It's not. But what? Do you really think that?
They had... doctors analyze it and say that it was indeed urine.
It's the same chemical construction as prostatic fluid. So it's not, it's different fluid. Like scientists have studied it. It's not, it's just totally, it's not urine at all. It's like male prostate, whatever, ejaculate or whatever. But it's fluid. And that's what it is. Back to the story. Back to squirting. Turn her on first. So women have to be like very turned on for them to squirt. So do it however you want to do it. But just make sure, if you are her partner, that every cell in her body is completely turned on. So it won't work if she's not turned on. The next thing you have to do is find her G-spot, because that is where all the magic squirt, all the squirting magic happens. So you got to find her G-spot. If she has not ever found it or you guys haven't explored it, it's sort of a fun exercise you could do together. Hey, what are you doing Sunday? Let's explore your G-spot. Feel the front inside wall of her vagina with a lubed finger or two, about one finger length up. The G-spot has a different texture from the rest of the vaginal muscles. It may feel rough or raised. So you can kind of feel in the front of the vaginal muscles where it is. And you just keep pressing. So you focus on the front wall of the vagina. You explore it with your fingers as they're lubed. Push on her G-spot. See how it feels to her. It might feel like she needs to urinate when you push on it. So make sure her bladder is empty before you start. It might feel like she needs to urinate, but if her bladder's empty, she can be sure that it won't happen and what she's feeling is normal. Which is kind of a bummer for a lot of women, including myself. You just want to go with it, but you're like, I'm going to pee all over this guy. But you're really not. You're really not going to pee. So don't try to stop it. Keep going with it. And then you can introduce toys or use your fingers. You try to induce the female ejaculation at this point. So maybe she's had a few clitoral orgasms. So keep her aroused. Keep firmly stimulating her G-spot with your fingers or a toy. Goodvibes.com has tons of G-spot toys. You can Google like G-spot toys on their site. She'll probably feel the desire to urinate, remember. But once she's at this point, if she feels a very intense sexual feeling, she's feeling alive, she keeps going, she might be ready to ejaculate. So she needs to keep her muscles open, relaxed, let it flow. Deep breaths, and it'll help if she pushes with her PC muscles, which are her pelvic floor muscles. Sometimes, like, I do that too. Like, when I'm trying to orgasm, sometimes you just push your PC muscles. It helps do your Kegel exercises and strengthen them. And am I going on too long? I've got more. I've got one more step.
Menace, no, go
for
it.
Do you believe me now? Okay.
No.
So once she starts to ejaculate, a clear fluid will squirt. You'll probably see it like squirt or sprinkle out of her urethra. It can be about a lot. Like a lot of times it's a lot. It's like half, it's like a quarter cup. It's like a river. It's like you need to like call like the 911 or something. Because like not 911, but who's that fire? Yes, because you're flooding. Seriously, like there have been some instances where it is a lot wetter than anything. And so put a towel underneath. Put a towel underneath, whatever you have to do.
Do it
in your bathroom. So you need scuba gear. Exactly. Oh my God. It's true. It's also possible with clitoral stimulation. So if you want to skip all the G-spot stuff, I recommend using the magic wand. Actually, it's no longer Hitachi magic wand. It's the original magic wand, which I can tell you from personal experience and from many of my friends' experiences, the magic wand is the Cadillac of all vibrators, and it can really help you have a G-spot orgasm. I mean, have an orgasm just using your clitoris, but also if your partner's stimulating your G-spot and use a magic wand, you might even be more likely to squirt. Use coupon code Emily for 15% off, because I know you want to buy everything that I talked about at goodvibes.com. So, I don't know, Menace, do you ever get into the squirting thing, like with women? Has that ever happened to you?
But I thought I was being peed on the whole time.
I know, and then you left, right? And then you thought she was stealing your wallet. Okay. So, but she wasn't peeing on you.
Yeah, that's what you say.
But does it turn you on now that you think that she wasn't peeing on you? Rather, she was female ejaculating on you?
That doesn't, like, turn me on, but it's not going to stop me from having sex. I don't get, like, you know... I know it gets some people super horny. Oh my God, I can't believe it when she squirts. Oh, I got the biggest, hardest boner on the planet. But it's just, I don't. And I don't think every man on the planet feels the same way. And
right.
You know?
I think
in this topic, if you did a survey, I think it'd be maybe 50-50 on people if they find it hot or not. Maybe you can put on a...
Why don't we start... Let's listen to our listeners. Feedback at sexwithemily.com. Do you find female ejaculation hot or not? Great question, Menace.
I mean... I think a lot of people are going to put in the effort of sending in an email is going to think it's hot. But I think if you put it...
You're already trying to defend yourself because you're going to lose?
I think in an email sense, I believe that, I probably would lose. But I believe if you actually just put a survey on sexwithemily.com, it would be 50-50. Because people are kind of lazy these days. I admit it. I put off days to... write a freaking email. So I'm sure whoever's going to write an email is going to be passionate saying that they like it. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Well,
put it on Facebook.
That,
put it on Facebook. Put it just,
I think I'll get kicked off Facebook for talking about female ejaculation. I'm serious. Why? I got kicked off once before. My fan page, my Sex with Emily page, which you should all motherfuckers go like it now. Sorry. I don't swear, but like, if you're listening to my show, the least you could do is go to Facebook and be like, oh, I like her. And I give you interesting tidbits on Facebook that will change your sex life. So why not do that? Because you know you're on Facebook all day long anyway.
Yeah.
That's what I got to say about that. Okay, so wait, what were you just saying before? And follow me on Twitter, Sex with Emily. And Menace is Menace. All and Instagram and Twitter and Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
He's just Menace, and he's amazing.
Just Menace, yeah.
Menace, Instagram. I got a quick question for you.
Yeah, go for it.
What'd you say? What Instagram's do you think about favorite. When you... Instagram is where Menace is king.
Yeah.
Okay, if you... Let's say you don't want to orgasm when you're in bed with your... When you're having sex, and you want to think of something. You know, every guy, like, has the thing that he thinks about, like his third grade teacher with the mole or whatever?
Yeah.
What do you think about?
To make me not...
not orgasm.
There's nothing that I can think about that would not make me... Because you just... No matter how much you try to put it out of your mind, you just can't. So you got to change position. You have to break for a second and change position.
Okay. Got it. I'm just curious. Because a lot of guys think of something.
Yeah. I mean, people try that method. But I think there's like... You try to think about it, try not to think about it. Oh, I'm thinking about it, and then it's over, you know?
Yeah, that's true too. But a lot of guys have the power to do that. But I am asking because we're actually doing a survey on our site about the length of sex. It's not up yet, but it will be soon. Like, do you think sex lasts too long, too short? What would you like your partner to do more of? All this stuff. Because I want to tell everyone, if you feel like you don't last long enough, we have a whole new blog on this that you can check out. And sexwithemily.com, but also a lot of guys want to know, like, how do I last longer? And there's this new FDA-approved desensitizing spray. I can send you some, Menace, called Promescent. And that's Promescent. You can check it on our website. And it's a desensitizing spray that you put on your penis. It does not transfer to her. Her vagina will not get numb. And men don't have orgasms as quickly. So it's really cool. But we want to find out more about facts about, like, I just want to know about people's sex life who listen to the show. And so I have some really interesting questions to ask you. So check it out on my website. Menace, I'm going to come to San Francisco, I think, in a few weeks. And I'd love to, hang out and do fun stuff.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I like doing the shows when we're face-to-face. It's a lot easier. And
I know. I missed you so much. And it's really been great to talk to you today.
You too.
And I always love you. I know. Anything else I need to know in the world?
That's it. Download Stitcher. It's totally for free. I'm at the Stitcher Studios.
Oh, my God. Obsessed.
You can just type in sex and sex to Emily will pop up. You can check it out on your desktop, your tablet, your Android, your car.
No, I listen to it when I'm driving now on my cell phone. I'm just like Stitcher, and then I search for all these different podcasts, which is actually I just listen to ours because I never have ever in 8 years listened to it. But no, we sound good. And then I listen to a few more. But yeah, it's any pod. Like, how many podcasts? They have like 10,000, right? 20,000? A million?
There's about 18,000, I believe, right now. Anywhere between 20 and 18. But the... There's another thing too. If you want to hear me talk, I rarely do it, like maybe once every 4 months. But there's a thing on there. If you search Stitcher Presents, I'll like interview random people on there, but it's not.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, but it's not about sex. It's just about.
It doesn't have to be about sex.
Anything about like about .coms to radio DJs to musicians and stuff like that. But I don't do it that often.
Okay.
But you will. You'll get an alert when it's updated. So just add it to your playlist.
That is a draw, though.
Yeah.
To listen to you, Menace, more often.
I know.
Which we don't get to. Anyway, well, I hope everyone has a lovely week and enjoying your summer. And I love you, Menace.
All right, I love you too. And we'll have even more shows 2 days a week, right?
Yeah, more shows 2 days a week, baby.
All right.
That's what we're doing.
Sounds
okay,
good.
Thanks everyone for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.